Red Radio, broadcasting live.
I like to think I know what's going on, especially with American politics, but I don't, okay? But I kind of do. But Lizzie, who's going to win?
The election?
Yes.
That is a very complicated question. it's very... Okay, well, everybody predicted that Donald Trump is going to win a second term. Everyone, experts and everyone. And then the coronavirus hit, and most Americans have looked at the way the White House has handled coronavirus, the number of cases, how slow they were to act. Also, just the general representation, the way the government is behaving about coronavirus has led rapidly to the amount of cases being confirmed, the amount of deaths have increased, and many experts are saying that if the White House had acted sooner, this wouldn't have happened. They wouldn't be in such crisis right now.
Yeah, because I was looking, and his approval rating is now sitting at 40%.
Yes, no, exactly. It has. So it's decreased very rapidly since coronavirus. And I mean, he's done something a little bit shady now to try and help that. But maybe we can talk about that later. So the other candidate who's going up against Donald Trump is Joe Biden, who was, I think most of you know, a vice president under President Obama's administration.
Yeah.
So he has a lot of background in politics. However, they are a few shady things going on with Joe Biden. No political candidate is perfect. And I've seen this comparison lately where it goes, you know, Joe Biden has only been accused of sexual assault 5 times, where Trump has been accused 20 times. So, you know, no one is going to be perfect. But if Joe Biden does win, which it does kind of look like he's going to win now, it means it's a whole different dynamic for America, because it will mean a Democrat will be in charge as opposed to a Republican. And hopefully Joe Biden, if he does win, will have much more experience than Donald Trump, because he's actually had some time in politics and has a real degree.
Yeah, it's kind of the better of the worst.
Yes, it is. It's kind of making the best of a very bad situation. Another big reason Joe Biden was elected, as opposed to anyone else for the Democratic candidate, was because he was the most moderate, so he wasn't particularly radically left, and America was more comfortable with that. Because you can't go from Trump to communism. You have to kind of go somewhere in the middle, you know.
I just look at America and I just don't see them voting for Biden.
Well, after the mess, if I'm allowed to say the mess Donald Trump has made of America,
these 3.8 million cases.
Yes, he has. He's made a mess. And what's happened is a lot of people didn't vote in 2016. They just didn't know who to vote for. Was Hillary or Donald? They just had no idea. So now they've seen the mess that can happen if you don't vote for Donald Trump. And I could go into all the things Donald Trump has done wrong to destroy America bit by bit in great detail, but I won't. And, you know, now people are seeing, especially people on the left, are realizing that they should have voted in the 2016 election. So more people are coming out to vote, and people are now taking a more active stance in their politics as opposed to a more passive one, because they realize they can't afford to take a passive one now.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you look at younger voters in 2016, I mean, it was minimum.
Yeah. Minimal.
I remember seeing a cartoon by Zapira. I think it was in our last South African election. And even though South African relates perfectly to here, it said, about 3/4 of the cartoon showed people who hadn't voted, and then a quarter of the people showed people who had voted. And basically 3/4 of the people who had voted, their speech bubble says, "We won't vote because a vote make a difference." And I think that's like very prevalent to what is happening right now, because you can see what has happened when people have not voted, and now it's kind of like coming back
No, also in the wake of the Black Lives Matter movement, a lot more voters of color and of minority groups are now stepping up, because I mean, if you just see the way Donald Trump handled the Black Lives Matter movement, it was appalling and frankly embarrassing. So now you have a lot of very angry people in America who need change, and their voices have not been heard under the Trump presidency, and they need a Democratic candidate in the White House. They do.
just, I mean, what I find so great is that if Biden wins, it will be a female vice president.
Yes.
Which is really nice. And it's looking towards Elizabeth Warren, I think.
Is it? Oh, brilliant. No, that's great.
I don't know if it's just me, but I'm just tired of seeing old white men in the positions of the most powerful country in the world.
Yes. Yeah, I would say so. I would also say that of young Americans also getting very, very tired of seeing a bunch of old white men in that seat. Mm. They really are. And Elizabeth Warren, you know, and she's not president, but at least we're making some progress.
Yeah.
At least there's a vice president. At least there's a woman in a powerful political position in the White House.
Yeah.
At the very least.
Yeah, because, I mean, why aren't they? I mean, I just look at what Donald Trump's like, 78, and then I compare that to my grandpa, who's 80, and I just, I like trying to think, could he be president? No, I don't know how. 78 years old, and I think that's also part of the problem. How can you? I mean, I mean, especially with me having conversations with my grandparents about Black Lives Matter, who obviously have been brought up in a heavily apartheid system, have these prejudices ingrained. And of course, there has been some change, but I mean, it's very hard to try and educate an old generation.
It is, no, it is. And you also have to remember that the America Donald Trump grew up in is a vastly different America to the America he is now governing.
Mm.
And a big flaw in his governing style, as we see, is that he is still catering to the people of his generation, to the people who think in the way they thought, I don't know, 60 years ago. And now, so you have a lot of, the world has changed a lot in 60 years. And Donald Trump is not in touch with that. He really isn't. And that's why you see so many kind of young, angry Americans, because they're being governed by somebody who is so out of touch and whose idea of politics, the only politics that was demonstrated to him was that of the 70s. He's wildly out of touch, and he shouldn't be. I think after 65 you shouldn't be able to run. I really,
because I think isn't the current date 35 when you can run? That's from,
yes, you have to be 35 years old. Yes,
just doesn't.
That's
make,
the minimum.
Doesn't make sense.
Streaming live across the world on Red Radio.